This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the best basketball party anywhere.
You can't just flop that thing out on national TV and be like, hey, check this thing out.
I'm too dumb. I don't even think about things like that.
Live from the Stadium Sports Bar at Alen A Sportsbook, George McCoy and Warren Allen Attorneys at Law presents a Fan Madness edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue. Hurt and missing work? Insurance companies acting like jerks? Don't call your mom. Call George McCoy at WarrenAllen.com. Alen A, make every buzzer beater, bracket buster, and Cinderella run mean more at Alen A Sportsbook. Fan Madness is also brought to you by Video Only, where you always get the best deals on top-rated brands of TVs and home theater, and by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Enjoy responsibly. Fan Madness from Alen A on 1080. The Fan.
All right, welcome back to our show. Hope you're having a nice little Thursday. It's your sports bros, Rop and Suk. We're out here at the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill in the Alen A Sportsbook. We are gambling.
That's right.
That's what we're doing.
And meeting people. I had a very intoxicated man named Thomas wearing a Werford golf shirt that came by, and he wanted me to tell you that your wife is very hot.
Thank you.
And she's out of your league.
Thank you.
And then invited you to play golf at Riverside.
Okay.
All from Thomas Wofford.
Yeah, I saw him, yeah.
That is Wofford Golf. That is the message. Yeah, he's wearing a Wofford golf shirt.
Okay.
And that is the message that I was instructed to give you. And I said, sir, I will deliver that on the air as promised.
Yeah,
there you go.
He just came by and gave me the wink.
Yeah. I will tell you, he seemed very excited about Nurse Nice. I'm not sure where he knows Nurse Nice from, but
I don't either.
Just know that you've got some competition.
Do you think he wants to do it with both of us?
I don't know. But he really wanted to emphasize that.
All
that
right. Well,
that you were punching above your weight.
I've always thought that.
Who am I to deny a very random drunk man in a Wofford golf shirt?
Well, our listeners never disappoint, do they?
They never disappoint. I was like, thanks.
We could do a whole show on...
Dude, the amount of interactions that we've had in the first 2 hours of this program...
Well, you just never know what you're going to get.
No, and look, I'm going to say about 30% of them go about as normal. Hey, love the show, longtime listener, thanks, fist bump, can
right.
I take a photo?
I think
that's
about right, 30%. Yeah.
Then you got about another 30% that are a little strange. You know, maybe someone's nervous, it's a little weird, they want to overshare something, and that's fine. But the problem is that when you get to the back half, the last 40%, boy, that's when we get into Thomas territory. And there's usually been some cocktails involved. And it really can go down some very strange roads. Like, I understand, Thomas, that you've had a few, and you would like to share with me your love of Nurse Nice. But the fourth time you bring up how hot Nurse Nice is, I'm not certain how he wants me to respond to that. Is he looking for me to then be like, oh, absolutely? It's a strange thing to fixate on. And that's the problem, is that group of people, they fixate on one thing, and I don't think they appreciate how weird and abnormal that one thing is.
Hey, give her his number.
Maybe go in with a better plan when approaching the table.
Yeah, come up with a plan if you're going to come up and approach Big Sook. Not me. I love the wild card.
And there is a
lot. You never know.
There is a lot of. You do not know. When someone approaches the table, especially when we're on air and clearly talking to one another, you know when that person interrupts and is like, I don't care. I've been waiting for this moment, and I'm going to talk to you. That's when you know the real wild card is about to go down.
It's either an uh-oh or can't wait to see what happens now.
I've listened to the show for 20 years. I know you're on the air, but I have something to tell you right now that will not wait to break.
All right, coming up here, don't hold your breath for Oregon to add college sports betting. We'll talk about that. And then later in the club, how often are Americans doing it? I have the numbers.
An expose. I'm guessing that number is...
By state, I have the numbers.
Quite low.
You can guess which are the sexiest states.
Looking right at you. Well, I was going to say
which
aren't. I was going to say like Florida, but they got a lot of olds.
Well, the olds do it.
Well, that apparently, like in the old folks' home, that's like the big problem.
Well, you seen that thing in Florida? They have that old folks' community that has like the number one STD rate in the U.S.
Yeah,
they're all doing it.
My neighbor, the neighbor across the street, he moved into a position in an old folks' home because his wife had to go in there, so he took a job there so he could be close to her. Aww. Which, by the way, is the sweetest thing in the
world. That's
adorable. Right? His wife needed long term care. Some memory stuff, and so he took a job.
Well, why didn't he move in there?
With memory care, they don't allow.
Oh, memory care. Yeah, so they're on their own.
They're on their own.
Yeah, like lockdown unit.
Yeah. So he took a job at the place that he could be by his wife.
I tell you what, that's the cutest thing I've heard all day.
Dude,
I've heard some cute ass.
Yeah, he was the nicest guy in the world. I loved that guy. And so, there's a bunch of old folks home over by where I live because I live amongst the olds. But he was telling me that. He was telling me that place is like Sodom and Gomorrah.
Did I tell you?
It's Thunderdome in there.
I don't know if I told you this on the air, but it's worth telling you now since we're on the subject.
Somehow we got on this subject at 5 o'clock.
Is well, it the club? No, but I just real quick. I was I was out visiting my olds who are in a home in Salina.
Yeah, care facility.
Yeah, they're in a facility.
Yeah.
And... when you go, they have a restaurant there, which is why they chose this particular home, is that you can go in there at any point. It's not like you have to be there at 5 for the meal.
Yeah.
You can go in there at any time and sit down and eat.
Sure.
Well, we'd go into the restaurant, and they had decent food. You know, I was pleasantly surprised. Of course, I'd have to smuggle my wine in there. But I would listen to the women of the home gather and listen to what they talked about.
Yeah.
You know, I just eavesdrop.
They talk about the fellas?
No, they're just talking about normal things.
Sure. Yeah.
That old people would talk about, like what they're wearing or how their kids are doing.
The weather.
Definitely the weather.
Love the weather.
And then one day I was in there and there were three old dudes by themselves at a table catty corner to us, and I was eavesdropping on what they were doing and what they were saying, and they were telling D jokes.
Yeah.
And I'm not even kidding. No. Some of the vile stuff that was coming out of it was one in particular, but the others were laughing and like, oh, that's great, Billy. Tell us more, Bobby. Yeah. I mean, I was like, oh my God, nothing changes.
No.
That it was like 5 year olds. The girls' table and the boys' table. Unbelievable. These guys were in their 80s or 90s.
You don't grow out of it. And now with pills, it's only enhanced the dirty old men.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we have coming up.
Sports?
Yeah. The Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com. Number 5.
Boston Celtics are selling for a North American record $6.1 billion. That is with a B.
Gosh.
B as in balls.
That is so much money.
Yeah, that is, like I said, that's a record in North America.
Yeah, broke the Commanders record, which at the time, when they sold to Josh Harris, as the most expensive North American franchise.
Bill Chisholm is the managing partner at Symphony Technology Group. He is the main bro who's buying it.
Symphony, I think, is a credit place. Like, if you've ever, like, financed a couch or a hot tub, okay. Symphony is one of the companies that does that. So he's a they're a credit company.
No, I didn't know who the family was or who the owner of the Celtics was, actually. But it's the Grousbeck family.
Yeah.
And they bought the team 23 years ago for $360 million.
Good Lord. And I guess there was some talk of, like, the kids and who was going to get it and all that. And the guy's like, whatever.
Screw you all. I'm selling it.
Screw you all. I'm
taking my, lucky to get any of it.
Taking my $6 billion and walking away. You want to talk about an investment. 360, you said?
Yeah, $360 million to $6.1 billion.
Imagine when the Lakers or the Cowboys sell. Or the Yankees.
Lakers-Bucks tonight, but in a stunning turn of events, you will never believe one of the marquee stars is out. Luka will not play. He has an ankle injury.
Yeah. Welcome to the NBA. I mean, last night we didn't have Ja. This is just what the NBA does.
It's so bad.
Yeah, you just... And look, I don't blame people. When you buy a ticket to go see a game in advance, there's just no telling who's going to play.
Milwaukee's lost 5-7. They are now fifth in the East.
Can we say that officially that the Dame Giannis thing, it didn't work. They're not winning a title.
No, I don't think they are.
No, it did not work.
It didn't work.
No.
Is this year two? Is this year three? Year two?
No, this is year two.
This is
right?
Year two.
Yeah.
It's just,
not.
They're good, but
they're not.
Their offense kind of stinks.
No, they are not anywhere near the top.
Now, tell me how that doesn't work.
Just not enough around them.
You have a Hall of Fame coach in Doc Rivers. You have Giannis and then freaking Lillard.
Yeah.
And you can't make it work?
No.
Weird.
They're fifth in the East. A historically bad East, by the way.
The Blazers get Denver, Boston, and Cleveland in their next three. The our Zers, are just two games from a play-in spot.
Yeah, you look at it, they're two behind Dallas and two behind Phoenix. Phoenix, we don't know what the hell is going on with Phoenix. That team is an unmitigated disaster. And then Dallas doesn't even have enough players. They don't have enough warm bodies. I'm telling you, there is a real shot here. I know the schedule is tough for Portland. But, I mean, they beat Memphis last night. No Ja Morant, but they beat Memphis handily. There is a real chance here that Portland ends up in the playoff. Or, I guess, the play-in, I should say. And also, I would like to point out that if they go into the play-in and actually become the 8 seed, they do lose their first-round pick.
Yeah.
Just pointing that out.
So no Cooper Flagg or...
First round.
And no first round pick.
Yeah. Way to get, you're going to get swept by Oklahoma City and then not get your pick.
Number two.
Duke star Cooper Flagg has been cleared to return for the first round of the NCAA tournament. He says he's feeling pretty good and is pain free.
Yeah, which, not certain I believe that, but, you know, he's going to give it a whirl. Although you got to believe that he's going to be on some sort of minutes restriction.
There's no way he's pain-free.
If you're Duke, why are you running him out there unless you need him? That is one of those break glass in case of emergency situations, I would assume, with Cooper Flagg.
Reports that Texas likely to move on from head coach Rodney Terry after they lost to Xavier last night in the first four. Ironically, it's Xavier's coach, Sean Miller, who's being rumored as Terry's replacement.
Wouldn't that be fun if he knew that all I have to do is beat Texas and then I get the Texas job?
Yeah. Is that a great job?
I don't know if Texas is a great job. I'll tell you what, it pays well and you have every resource known to man. So, I mean, great job. You're in the SEC, you got a buttload of money, and they say Texas has one of the two wealthiest athletic departments, so it's certainly an upgrade over where you're at. Although they've never won anything, by the way.
In basketball?
No.
What is the have they ever been to a Final Four?
Not that I know of.
Number one.
And they've had good players that have come in through there from LaMarcus and TJ Ford and Durant, but I don't think Texas has ever made a Final Four.
All right, let's get you caught up on March Madness. Here are the games that are in progress at the half. 7-seed Kansas trails 10-seed Arkansas 47-44. They are in the second half, 12 and a half minutes left. 2-seed Tennessee is leading 15-seed Wofford 52-43. At the half, 4-seed Texas A&M 40, 13-seed Yale 29, and 8 minutes, 15 seconds left in the first half. 6-seed Missouri trails 11-seed Drake 18-14. Later, we get Utah State, UCLA, Omaha St. John's, and NC Wilmington, Texas Tech. Here are your finals from earlier today. The biggest one was the 12-5 upset of McNeese, who they no longer call McNeese State.
It's just McNeese.
They beat Clemson 69-67. The score at the half was 31-13. in favor of McNeese.
And Clemson made a monster comeback and had some chances at the end and just couldn't get some shots to go down.
Creighton looked great. The 9-seed knocks off the 8-seed Louisville 89-75. Gonzaga as an 8-seed hammers 9-seed Georgia 89-68. 6-seed BYU held serve. They beat 11-seed VCU 80-71. Purdue 75. They are the 4-seed. They beat 13-seed High Point 75-63. And then we have top seeds Auburn and Houston winning the Cougars 78-40 over SIU Edwardsville. And then Auburn beat Alabama State 83-63. And the other final is Wisconsin, the 3-seed, knocked off Montana, the 14-seed, 85-66. Those are your scores from today at the NCAA tournament. BYU will play Wisconsin on Saturday.
In a battle of sober whites versus very drunk whites. And we'll see what happens.
We will also have Houston, Gonzaga. That should be good. McNeese, Purdue. And you will have Auburn, Creighton, which also I think should be good.
Creighton looked really good today against Louisville. And by the way, research department has told me the Longhorns have actually reached the Final Four three times. Now, two of those were in the 40s. So I don't know if we count those.
Well, you count. I mean, this bothers me. Why do the 40s not count?
Because it's 1943,
so
for God's sakes.
They made it.
They went in 2003.
Oh, they did.
They went in 2003.
Who'd they have on that team?
I do not know that, but I will take a look for you.
Please do. Victorico's Mexican Food, 19 locations across Oregon and Washington now in Lacamas Square in Vancouver. Find a location near you at victoricos.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victorico's. Well, don't hold your breath for Oregon to add college sports betting. We'll have that next on The Fan. All right, nice to have you along. We're out here at Alinea. As you probably heard in that open, the stadium sports bar and grill where all the games are on. And Drake, my 11-seeded Drake
Bulldogs, right?
Bulldogs.
I believe they are the Bulldogs.
Lead the hated Missouri Tigers 22-16.
This was kind of one of those sexy little upsets that people liked about going into the tournament. Drake plays the slowest pace and also one of the most experienced teams in the tournament.
Yeah, the coach at Drake brought his whole team over from... I don't know where he was.
It was a Division II school.
Yeah. And he brought them all over.
They're all four of his starters are Division II kids, and then another guy that didn't really play at St. Mary's, I believe, is their starting five. And yet, here they are. And by the way, the research department told me that that 2003 Texas team, that was led by T.J. Ford, and they lost
to... They went to the Final Four?
They went to the Final Four, and they lost to Carmelo Anthony and the Syracuse Orangemen, who went on to win.
They beat Kansas.
They beat Kansas in the national championship.
Texas was in that Final Four?
Texas was in that Final Four. I do not remember them making it, but yeah, T.J. Ford led the squad.
Okay. T.J. Ford.
That was a long time ago.
Kansas is getting blown out. going home.
What is it now? What are they, down six?
They're down seven!
Oh, no.
That's an eternity for... I mean, that's a... They can't overcome this. Look at Jake over there just prepared to slap that Arkansas winning ticket right in my face.
I will say that Bill Self, his face may explode.
He's not happy.
He's very animated right now.
Not happy. We've also got Tennessee leading Wofford by 16. So the 2-seed should win there. And then the other game that's going on is A&M is leading Yale at half by 11. Okay, so don't hold your breath for college betting in Oregon. I know a lot of people want that.
Yeah.
Because we have DraftKings, but you can't bet college sports.
No.
Which is why you come up here.
Well, it's weird because in Washington, we don't have DraftKings, but you can bet at the casinos. But you can't bet on college Washington teams. You can come up here and bet on every game but Gonzaga. You could not place a bet here on any game that Gonzaga is involved with, or Washington or Washington State. But we don't have online gambling like you do in Portland, so it's like it's a weird hodgepodge between the two states.
Yeah, I wish you could just... I mean, come on, man.
I know. You would think at this point you just kind of get on board.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
Well, here's what we're doing.
not allowing college gambling in Oregon.
Well, they're not. And I think a lot of people were thinking that maybe that once they introduced sports gambling in Oregon, college wouldn't be far behind.
Yeah.
But that is not the case, it sounds like, because what is happening, and more is coming out, that there are at least seven Division I teams that have been implicated in unusual betting activity.
Yes.
And this is exactly why the politicians in Oregon did not want betting on college in Oregon.
Yeah.
Somebody just won a blackjack hand, picked up a nice, cool $50.
They're fired up with that one.
They're fired up, high-fiving over there.
Yeah.
But, you know, they just, this is what it is that, you know, as March Madness kicks off here, and it's one of the biggest bet sporting events in all of sports,
yeah,
corruption has run rampant.
Well, but at the same
let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
It has not run rampant. But there are enough instances of corruption in college betting,
sure,
that it's going to keep lawmakers who don't pay attention to anything, they just read these headlines, yeah, it's going to keep them from allowing sports betting in Oregon.
The two things I say to that is, one, if you think that not allowing legalized gambling prevents gambling from going on in your state, you're silly. I think there's now, like, what, 37, 38 states that have legalized gambling? New Jersey and New York being, like, the two biggest. Did we really think that New Jersey and New York didn't have sports gambling before it became legal? At least by having entities like DraftKings or who's ever doing it, right? Barstool or whatever, MGM, whatever book is running your state. Like in Portland, we farm ours out to DraftKings. It used to be the Oregon Lottery, and they were like, nope, farm it out to DraftKings, and they do it. At least by having regulations like this and having oversight, almost all of these are getting caught. It is almost, I'm not going to say it's impossible, but it is much harder nowadays if you're a player, if you're a gambler, to run any sort of shady scheme on a college game. It just is, because they pick up abnormalities. I mean, you look at whether it was the Iowa players, LSU got into this, Alabama baseball, these have all been caught. And so you can make the argument of, oh yeah, we've had seven of these, how many more haven't been caught? I would make the argument that most of these have been caught. Because if you're talking about betting large amounts on weird games, we've even seen it in the NBA, right, where a couple players have been implicated because they had abnormalities in their individual prop bets. This is no longer just some guy in Vegas sitting around running the book. This is all run by computers and algorithms. So this idea that you're keeping anyone safe by not allowing college gambling, I think that is such a narrow-minded and quite frankly, a silly, antiquated notion. But as you said, you can point, as a lawmaker, you can point to the handful of stories that are out there and point at that and use it as an excuse to not legalize it, because you're protecting, I don't know, the amateurism of college sports, which we all know is a foolish enterprise anyways, because it's no longer amateur. Every one of these kids is getting paid.
So Eastern Michigan, Mississippi Valley State, University of New Orleans, and North Carolina A&T have all had games flagged this season.
Yes.
There is a Temple is under major investigation. This is from the feds, by the way, yes, not just the NCAA. One former Temple player under investigation, transferred to Virginia Tech, but he was removed from the team without ever appearing in a game. Meanwhile, New Orleans and North Carolina A&T have both suspended players for what the schools have described as violation of team rules.
Yeah. So, look, if you're playing, especially at a small school or whatever, and or even a major school, right? Let's say you're Oregon legalizes college gambling, and all of a sudden, you know, Nate Biddle, who, by the way, is arguably Oregon's best player, all of a sudden, Nate Biddle, who normally has, let's say, $100,000 on prop bets on a game he's playing in, all of a sudden there's $300,000 in prop bets. Guess what? They're going to look into that. Those things are going to get flagged. Like, it's really hard to get by nowadays with all of the systems and checks that are in place. So I just don't get the fear mongering here. I think it's just people burying their head in the sand and wanting to believe that they're keeping some form of purity in the sport, and I don't buy it.
Yes,
I think by taking it offshore or taking it into backroom bookies, I think that's how you get the shady stuff that goes on.
We also have Fresno State and Loyola, Maryland. They've suspended or removed players because of separate gambling allegations.
Yeah.
Those aren't related to the government probe that's going on.
Yeah, those are just different.
Yeah, I agree with you, but unfortunately, I don't know how you convince lawmakers of what you're saying.
No. But it's just it's just weird that that's where they draw the line. We can gamble on anything but college. So what's the difference between gambling on a college basketball game versus an NBA game? Amateurism versus professional. But in the vast majority of games that anyone's betting on in college, they are now basically professional athletes. Is there a member of the Oregon Duck basketball team that isn't getting paid? So that line is just getting blurrier and blurrier.
Yeah, the other thing that's happened is the NCAA has said that there are now four states, I think, that restrict prop bets on college athletes.
Yeah. They're like, hey, we're not doing it.
They're not doing props.
Yes, because that allows an individual player to easily manipulate something.
Well, if you're holding your breath for sports betting in Oregon, it's
probably not coming in time soon.
Good luck getting down. I'd like to see you down there lobbying the Oregon legislature with what you just said. Well, see how that goes over.
I would just love to have an honest conversation. And by the way, not a politically charged conversation and not trying to score points. An honest conversation. I would love to sit down with someone that wants to make a strong case of why this is a good idea or why the absence of college gambling somehow protects these athletes. Because here's the other one, too. If I did want to be involved in college gambling in Oregon, I can just go to a state that allows it, like the state that I'm in right now.
Yeah, but you won't.
So the idea that we can't allow college gambling because you don't want someone monkeying with games at the University of Oregon or UP or Corvallis, right? What would stop me if I am a guy, a player, or a, I don't know, like I'm some sort of shady figure that's trying to influence a player? Why couldn't I drive 2 hours up to a place like this, or do it from an out-of-state sort of situation? Let's say you got a kid on a basketball team that's playing in the state of Oregon, and he's from California. What would stop me, as someone from his hometown of Oakland, from just doing it from my couch in California? This idea that by putting some sort of rule in place that you can't gamble on in Oregon, what is that protecting? It's just stopping you from doing it in the state of Oregon.
Just costing you revenue.
Exactly. It just doesn't make any sense. And again, I would make the strong argument to anyone that by actually allowing it to happen, it can be regulated, it can be monitored, and it can be better tracked in your own state than having to rely on the federal government or an outside entity to keep an eye on it. Because trust me, there is no one that takes the security of games more seriously than the book. No one. If you're run by DraftKings, if you're run by MGM, no one cares more about the integrity of the games and making sure that that's on the up and up than those books.
Yeah, they got to have it. Otherwise, they can't. I mean,
exactly.
They don't have access to the games.
They get one or two really bad scandals that slip through their cracks.
They got to watch
it. And that business is gone.
They got to watch people like Jake spike betting over there.
How's your Jags doing?
Not good. They're getting smoked. It's not even close. They're down by 8. What the hell?
Not certain that's getting smoked, but...
They suck.
Hey, Drake's up by 10 on Missouri. Does that make you feel better?
Yes. Actually, it does.
There you go.
All right, let's March Madness this bitch up. Coming up next, here's Buck. What did he say?
I have no idea. Couldn't tell you.
Jesus.
Some
All
guy
hell's
in,
breaking
some
loose.
Some guy in a Michigan sweatshirt was pointing at you.
What
and
did he say?
Was,
here. Oh.
Wow.
He said he struck me out in old man baseball with a change up away.
When's the last time you played old man baseball? Were you like a decade?
Yeah, it's been many years.
So he remembers striking you out on a change up away.
Yeah. Good pitch.
10 years ago in old man baseball.
I mean, that's I'm his guessing. One shining moment.
I do appreciate that how long has he been holstering that?
I don't know.
Has he been sitting on that for the better part of a decade and a half?
It was clearly a big deal to him.
You obviously remember it too, right, Rob? Do you remember the strikeout? You remember fanning
not.
On that one?
No.
I do not. I fanned many a time.
He just John Cena'd you right there. Can't see me.
Yeah, he was pointing and yelling at me. I'm like, I don't know. This is what we were talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's good or bad. Like, it's a potpourri.
You don't know.
You have no idea whether he could be shouting me down for something stupid I said or, hey, love your show or what. It could be, I don't know.
Yeah.
So apparently he struck me out. Okay.
It's like when I encounter, every now and then I encounter someone that says that I played them in high school, which, sure, played a lot of people
like
in
Luke
high school.
Like Luke Anderson.
And evidently, and I didn't know this, I thought I was pretty good in high school, but in hindsight, everyone that played against me was way better than me. They all have stories of kicking my ass. And I'm like, wow, I must have been really bad. Thank you for sharing that with me.
Do you think I actually parked one off of that dude? And he knows I won't remember?
It's possible. He could have said anything.
He could have.
What if he struck you out on a curveball? Right. I don't know.
I would have been like, no, it wasn't a changeup. It was a fastball. Stop lying.
Sorry, man. Don't remember that one.
Well, let's March Madness this thing up. We've got Texas A&M leading Yale by 10 second half. We got Drake at the half up 7 on Missouri. There's your upset watch.
Yeah, it's 6-11.
Missouri, if they lose, so the winner of that game would play the winner of Texas Tech UNC Wilmington.
Which and will then, be Texas Tech.
And then we have Tennessee holding off Wofford 70-57, much to the chagrin of the great Patrick.
Thomas.
What?
Thomas.
Thomas, what?
Wofford. That was the Wofford golf guy who thinks your wife's really hot.
That guy.
His name is Thomas.
No, Patrick Harris is here.
Oh.
And he bet on Tennessee minus 18.5.
Oh.
And it's not looking good for him.
Okay.
As Wofford is grittily covering the number. What else do we have?
That's it. And then we got the nighttime slate. Utah State, UCLA at about a half hour. And then we got Omaha, St. John's. And then the one that everyone, I think, is kind of circled because this is the real sexy upset is UC San Diego, Michigan. That's at 7. And then we finish it off with UNC Wilmington and Texas Tech. And dare I say, what a lame way to end the evening with UNC Wilmington and Texas Tech.
Unless it's a good game.
Yeah.
You won't be saying that if it comes down to the wire.
That is true. That is in Wichita, Kansas, by the way.
Wichita got some games?
Wichita got some games.
Huh.
I don't know. What else is at Wichita? Or, Wichita. What? I'm looking to see what other games, but I don't know. That one is indeed in Wichita.
Well, Kansas is losing.
Yeah, by like
Screw
4.
Them. Yeah, that's a blowout.
Calm down.
They look terrible.
So I'm pointing out that Rob can't remember Odyssey employees, let alone people you played against in a baseball league 10-plus years ago.
That's fair.
Yeah.
And like I said, like, how am I supposed to remember a strikeout? Now, I remember a couple of bombs I hit.
Oh, there you go.
But I don't remember the strikeouts. Why would I remember those?
Well, this is what I would... This is my approach to that whole thing. Because me and Luke Anderson, the great Luke Anderson, we did go to high school together. But I was older than Luke. And Luke has stories involving me. And I'm going to be honest, I don't remember a single one. So
they were important to him and not
to
you.
I don't know. I just...
Tennessee for the cover!
I've had people at the station come up to me and be like, hey, did that really happen? And I always say the same thing. I don't know. I have reached a point now, and I think this goes to your baseball theory. I don't, like, when someone says, hey, I remember something that happened with you from 20 years ago or 30 years ago, my response is, it could be true, it could not be true. How am I supposed to respond to something that I have no idea? I can be like, that doesn't sound like something that I would do, but it's entirely possible that I did. So basically at this point, you could tell me a story involving me from college and back, and I would have to accept that at least there is a 20% chance that it indeed happened. You can make up something entirely just a total horse near story, and I'd be like, maybe. Because how are you supposed to remember that?
Well, maybe this is our new bit, is we just start going up to people and be like, hey, dude, as long as you know something about them.
Yes.
I remember punking you in high school basketball, bro. And the guy's like,
Yeah, maybe.
That might have happened.
Yeah. I have someone that'll be, I'll have someone that'll be like, hey, do you remember, like, I was at Fort Vancouver and we kicked your ass and blah. I'm like, maybe? I don't know.
Throw out a couple, like, obscure details that are definitely true but have nothing to do with the story. You guys played in that gym that had that kind of, like, that A-frame thing going on, right? And they're like, yeah, wow, it really must have happened.
It's like when you're a psychic. You know, you just throw out general things.
Yeah.
And, you know, most of the time it could be true.
Yeah. Well, Luke has a story about when we were in, like, gym class together. And like I said, Luke was either a sophomore or freshman. I was a senior. And
hey, the great Will Ordner, everybody.
Will Ordner.
He's alive.
And Luke has a story that he was bench pressing, and I came up and curled what he was bench pressing as like a ha, ha, ha. I have no idea. couldn't tell you one bit. But he seems to remember that.
Yeah, that's fake news.
So did that happen? Possibly. Did it not happen? Also possibly. I don't know. Wow. Couldn't tell you one bit.
So
and
he's,
the older,
he's,
and the older
wait,
I get, those stories are becoming wait, more and more.
He's claiming that you did that on purpose?
Yes.
Like he pushed I out, like it. Suk pushed out a rep, or Luke pushed out a rep, and then Suk just took the bar and started curling.
Suk's like, watch this.
Yeah.
I could see it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A freshman or a sophomore, I could 100%, I could see that happening.
But it's
did
also,
it happen? I don't know.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you.
That's fair. Okay.
No idea.
Well, listen, we're rooting hard for Patrick Harris right now. His team is up 15. He needs 3.5 more points in the final 1 minute and 41 seconds.
This is the beauty part of gambling, because this game means nothing.
Dude, this crowd's going crazy over this game. It's out of the final is
yeah.
I mean, Tennessee is up 15, so the game is over. But this whole place is gripping on the last 1 minute. If Tennessee can score 4 more points, and they do have the ball. And a foul!
Oh. Look, seriously, there is an audible groan from the crowd.
People bet the balls.
There is a minute left in this game, and they're up by 15, and an audible just groan came out when Tennessee missed that, because that would have been an and one.
I love it.
Gambling is the best, and yet somehow in Oregon we can't figure that out.
All right, let's take a break, and when we come back, we have an open seggy. We were just dropped off a gift. Should we talk about that?
I'm not touching that.
That's next on The Fan. My favorite song.
The songbird of a generation right there.
Well, this place just erupted.
I know.
Because Wofford covered the 18.5. I tell you what, it came down to the wire. Tennessee, favored by 18.5, was up 18.
18 with about 30-something seconds to
play. And the guy missed a free throw to go up 19. And then Wofford comes down and puts the dagger right in their little volunteer heart and hit a three.
Hit a meaningless three to go up by 15. And
go down by 15.
Or down by 15, yeah. There's a little group over here. You could tell they were all together. About 8 to 10 people that all...
They had Wofford.
They had Wofford.
Because when he hit that, it was over.
The eruption.
And they dribbled out the clock. Wofford loses by 15.
Yeah. Hey, good teams win, great teams cover.
That's right. Lose and cover.
That's true.
All right. Well, now what do we do?
Are you on like an emotional roller coaster now with Kansas?
Ooh, I'm a little distracted.
They're down by one.
They've cut it to one.
Are you all right now?
No.
No. You're not all right.
This is, I got to tell you, man, I don't know what it is for you, but in sports, sorry, Patrick, Rick Barnes sucks. Never bet on Rick Barnes.
He's a bitch. That's,
I love that. Again. Never bet on Rick Barnes again.
I don't know what it is for you, but for me, nothing gets my sports panties more in a bunch than Kansas in the NCAA tournament.
No, I've seen it over the 20 years. Yeah, you.
It's agonizing.
Yeah.
And I've always chalked it up to, well, I just care.
Sure.
But two, it's just the format. It's the one and done format. And it's the scar tissue of all the first round upsets that they've had, and they've won championships.
Yeah.
I should let the bad stuff go and only think about the. They just won the title like 3 years ago.
It's true.
Do I think about that? No, I'm thinking about Bucknell.
Is it wrong that when you mentioned all the losses, that's the one that came to my mind too?
That's the famous one,
Bucknell.
That's the worst. Look, there are many. I could power rank. I don't think the listeners care, but thank you very much. I just got another cocktail.
Now, did you order that, or was that a random?
No, we ordered it.
Okay,
Ryan Cooley.
Okay, I didn't know if that was a Ryan Cooley special, or if that was a listener realizing that you had gone dry and that was unacceptable.
No, that'd be nice.
Yeah,
pay attention a little bit more over here. Listeners. No, that's from Cooley. He's leaving.
Yeah, a listener brought us Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, that was our gift. We got a sleeve of Girl Scout, not a box,
a sleeve of Thin Mints.
Girl Scout cookies. Now, he's great. He works here. I see him all the time because I place bets here.
Yeah.
But kind of a weird gift.
You kind of were waiting for a box of Thin Mints?
Well, I mean, don't you think it's weird to just give the sleeve?
Here's some of my cookies. Yeah,
it does seem a little weird.
Like, if you gave a box, you'd be like, oh, I got an extra box. Here you go. That's not that weird.
No, I'm not going to give you no cookie. This is a drop for everything.
But to drop off a sleeve, like, oh, I can't give them both sleeves. There's two of us.
It is a little weird. It'd be like if...
You need to split them on the air.
Well, it's like if you gave someone a bottle of liquor, but you had drank off of it. Or maybe you brought someone a pizza, but there was a slice or two missing.
Here's three beers from my six-pack.
Yeah. Right, exactly, right?
Right.
Like, hey, I brought over a six-pack, but it's four. Yeah, it's a little odd. I'm not going to lie. I do appreciate the Thin Mints, but it does seem a little weird. Is it possible that he only had a sleeve of Thin Mints and that he did not have an entire box? And
well,
he just brought what he had.
It is, but...
By the way, Kansas just took the lead for the first time.
That's right.
First lead of the game.
Never a doubt.
Rock Chuck.
No, they were up earlier.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, they were up 16-15, I think, or something.
Yeah,
it's been a while then.
Look at this. Look at them clamping down. You know what they're doing? They're unhinging their jaw. That's what they're doing.
But no, you were saying this format does drive you a little batty. Because, yes,
well, look, it's great.
I have seen it over the years, and as the listener would point out, listening to Rop watch Kansas basketball, it's radio gold.
I think you got something there with listening to sports fans watch their team.
Yeah.
That's a bit. That's a good bit.
Yeah.
You guys should record yourselves watching the Ducks or whomever you're a fan of.
I mean, it's a huge thing that companies are doing. Like Barstool does these live gambling watch-alongs all the time where you just watch the talent watch the games and watch them live and die with their bets.
Well, yeah, Betzer is another one.
Years ago, before my brother's dog mauled my face and we stopped talking to each other.
Nice.
Right? So I haven't spoken to him in like 2.5 years. But back in the day, when we lived over by each other, I did do this a time or two that I would show up at his house randomly for whatever reason. And it would be like game 40 of a Mariner season. And he used to have this, I don't know what his setup is now, but he used to have like these two kind of, he had like a TV room where he would sit and watch Mariner games. And so I would sit by him and watching him watch the Mariners game 40 of 162.
Yeah.
And I would kind of just do the like under the armpit film him. He would like be embarrassed. And I'm like, you probably should be embarrassed. It's like the sixth inning and he's losing his mind. And I always thought, like, one of these days, he's going to have a heart attack or a stroke, and it's going to be Mariner-induced. And at least in the NCAA tournament, I can kind of justify, all right, it's a big moment. But the weird part is when you get the fan that is so, like, fired up, it's seemingly a meaningless regular season game, and they live and die by it. It might be one of the strangest, like, human behaviors that we have is that people live and die off of something that absolutely has no impact on their life.
Stop clapping in front of your microphone, please. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. How you feeling now, Jake?
And yet it has such an impact on our emotions.
Jake just looked at me earlier and he goes, I should have taken the point spread. No, you shouldn't. Oh, no, you shouldn't. Yeah, no, it's us men at our rawest.
It is.
Watching our teams play.
Yeah.
Go Vandals.
And I've told the story, what kind of killed my extreme fandom for the most part. Well, playing, but it was a number of years ago. The Red Wings were playing because that's the team that I most, the two teams that I follow the most are the Mets and the Red Wings. And the Red Wings by far are my most passionate team. And they were playing a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Finals. And my kids were little. I mean, this was years and years and years and years ago. And the Red Wings lost in Game 7. And I remember sitting there on the couch with my kids who used to like to watch sports with me. And I remember my wife at the time having to remove the kids from the room. Mm. I remember her being like, hey, kids, why don't we leave Dad alone? And I was embarrassed. I literally was embarrassed
and
that my wife had to tell my kids to go upstairs because Dad couldn't handle what just happened. And I remember like going upstairs and apologizing to my kids and then like playing a game with them. And I think that was the last time I really let a sporting event like truly just wreck me. I get excited, but as far as wreck me and wreck my day, that kind of was a look in the mirror, what the hell are you doing sort of thing. Because I remember looking over at my son, who, by the way, is named Eisenman, for God's sakes. I named him after the captain of the Red Wings. And I remember looking at him, and he generally looked concerned as he was led away by my wife to go upstairs. And then, like, when I came upstairs, he just looked at me in his little voice. He's like, Dad, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm all right, buddy. Come here.
Didn't you raise a hand to him?
Just smack him. Shut up. Like, I gave him a hug and was like, yeah, buddy, let's play something and just relax. Like, we played Candyland or something and, like, gave him a hug.
All right. Well, coming up next, we have the club. We will tell you how often Americans are doing it.
Not as much as you think.
No. That's always the case, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Then the Bonus Rewards program kicks in.
Everyone's that's like, been the stat since the 70s.
Yeah, everyone's like, yeah, we're doing it all the time. And it's like, yeah.
In the 70s, they were doing it all the time. And it's been nothing but downhill since.
It's plummeting.
That's next on The Fan.